Hello, everybody. Welcome to your yoga nidra practice. Begin by finding your pose of shavasana. Laying down on your back, the legs are wide, they're away from the midline, that plumb line of the body, and releasing the hips. Arms spread out also from the midline, the plumb line of the body, palms facing up or down, maybe slightly in, the eyes are closed. You may want an eye pillow, an eye covering to rest upon the closed eyelids. Maybe a thin cushion under your head, a blanket over your body for warmth. Take as much time and space as you need to mindfully and curiously find your position of comfort, your shavasana. And you can always pause this recording to grab any extra props, have a bathroom break, give yourself any extra time to create, yes, your nidra nest, but to create the foundation for your practice. And as you settle in, taking a few really deep, nourishing belly breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath. Noticing as you breathe here, maybe reposition the body, feel everything just sort of fall out from that midline in a symmetrical, balanced, easeful way. As you breathe your body back to wholeness, notice how any struggle, any strain, any stress is paused, and you become this open, spacious, breathed vessel to be taken and swept up by this practice. And just as sleep eventually overtakes you, cocoons you every night, you are now open with these deep breaths to be taken, swept up by, cocooned into this practice. And in the midst of any thoughts, in the midst of any sensations or feelings, you will find your way. This practice will sweep over and through you. Keep breathing. Those long, slow, smooth breaths. You got it. And begin sensing any heat emanating from your body. Maybe in between you and the blanket, or in between you and an article of clothing. Sensing any and all waves of heat. Thoughts can continue to present themselves, to peekaboo into your awareness. Could you think of thoughts? There's a fickle thing to say. Think of your thoughts as being purposefully sent by and for this practice. Purposefully sent. Now imagine yourself as the floor under the body. You heard correctly. Imagine yourself, feel yourself as the surface that is underneath your physical body, holding the back plane of your body. Now, come back to that sensation of heat, any waves of heat between your skin and the blanket or clothing draped over you. Dive into and explore, feel the felt sense of heat in and around your body. Take your time. Now come back to that holding, being the surface, holding up the back plane of your body. Come back to the sensation of heat. And again, as thoughts present themselves, think of them as being sent by and for your practice. Now, take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Make some noise as you sigh it all out, full emptying, full release, yes. Now, think of, imagine, and feel a tiny orb of light rotating around your big toe. This orbit of light, what color is it? Could you allow it become more luminous, more bright? This tiny orb of your light rotating, orbiting around the right big toe. This brilliant orb then moves to spin around the right second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right pinky toe. Then the orb of light moves to spin and circle around the bottom of the foot, circling up to the ankle, around the right calf, spinning around the right knee, circling the upper leg, and spiraling in the right hip. The orb of light then moves to the left big toe, circling the left second toe, third toe, fourth toe, pinky toe, moving to spiral bottom of the foot, left ankle, lower leg, left knee, upper leg, and into the left hip. Orb of light moves into the right thumb. It orbits right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the palm of the hand, circling around the right wrist, elbow, shoulder. Now the orb of light circles your left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, left wrist, elbow, shoulder. The orb of light moves now into the reproductive organs, circling the low belly. It spirals up to the center of the body, into and around the stomach, the rib case, and the chest space, spiraling, circling the neck, into the head and the crown of the head, like a halo here. Now imagine that orb of light spiraling in the physical heart, a tiny speck of the brightest light, your light circling your physical heart. The mind now drawn to you, your Sankalpa, this Sanskrit word for sacred vow, to begin composing your Sankalpa. Maybe first think of a limiting thought or a limiting belief that you have about yourself. Maybe it's, I am unworthy, I am unloved, I am unsafe, I'm not good enough, I'm wrong, I'm guilty, I'm ashamed. Once you have that limiting thought, one that you'd like to work on, think of, feel into its opposite, creating an I am statement, this sacred vow, this Sankalpa. I am whole. I am loved. I am accepted. I am more than enough. I am safe. I am free. And there might be some resistance to your Sankalpa if the limiting belief has been deeply ingrained, right? But even if, especially if there's some resistance, think of one Sankalpa and plant its seed in your own way. You're going to grow this seed, right? So with faith, with trust, even amidst any turbulence, any resistance, repeat it 3 times. Trust it and trust yourself. We now explore the Anamaya Kosha, or layer of our yoga nidra practice, with a rotation of consciousness. Awareness will move back into the depths of the body. So to begin, imagine an ocean within you. You are the ocean of you. And as you hear my voice name a certain body part, sense waves of water, of awareness, flowing into that body part. Starting with the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of hand, back of hand, entire right hand, a wave of awareness, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, sensing right underarm, chest, waist, and hip, right buttock, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of foot, wave of awareness through top of foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, a giant wave through the ocean of you, entire right side of the body. Giant wave through whole right side. Awareness floods into the left hand and left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, flow into left ring finger and little finger, palm, back of hand, whole left hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, chest, waist, left hip, left buttock, the upper leg, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel. Wave of awareness through sole of the foot, top of left foot, into left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Wave of awareness flows through the entire left side, whole left side. Wave moves up the back side of the body, sensing those waves of awareness rolling up the heels, the calf muscles, backs of knees, hamstrings, glutes, lower back, middle back, upper back, back of the neck, back of the head. Waves rolling throughout the whole head, the whole face, washing up the entire body, flooding into every nook and cranny. Experience the cleansing waters washing through you, the ocean of you. Cleansing waters washing through the whole body. Every cell, every pore, organ, muscle, tissue, whole body, flowing, whole body cleansed. The waters of the whole body. Now for pranamaya kosha, or layer of practice. We move now into the awareness of being breathed. Begin to focus and hone your awareness at the tip of your nose, sensing the canals of the left and right nostrils, sensing the space between your upper lip and your nose, detecting the airflow here, sensing the movement of your nose hairs, the movement at the base of the nose, within the nose, the nostrils, and at the top of the canals, sensing the air flow into the head and the air flow releasing from the body, simply observing the air as it drops in and witnessing it as it flows out. Training yourself, dear one, in concentration, in refining your awareness, getting more subtle and more subtle, going deeper and deeper every round of breath, experiencing the dropping in and the flowing out. Detecting the air, the oxygen flowing in and out. And even observing the oscillations, the waves between witnessing the breaths and noticing your thoughts, dropping in, flowing out. Manomaya Kosha. This stage, the layer of exploring opposites. To begin, experience yourself as finite, limited, with boundaries. Whatever that means for you, to you, you won't get this wrong. Experiencing yourself as a finite, edged, limited being, either physically, mentally, spiritually, on any level or on all levels. Think of yourself as limited, finite, boxed in. Observing the thoughts, the sensations, the feelings associated with being finite. Exploring what it means to you to be a limited being. Now imagine yourself as infinite, boundless, untethered, completely liberated, not an edge in sight, infinite. Noticing the sensations, memories, emotions, thoughts that present themselves on purpose. When you experience your whole being as an infinite part of the universe. Exploring on an even deeper level, this experience of infinity. Now again, observe yourself as a finite, limited, edged being. And hold that simultaneously with the experience of infinity. To be limited and limitless, witnessing, feeling, sensing the paradox of the finite and the infinite. Feel both. Vijñanamaya kosha, the stage, the layer of rapid visualization. Breathe into, look into the dark screen behind the closed eyelids and allow any imagery or sensations, thoughts or feelings to arise as you hear various objects named. You, dear one, are the architect of this practice. You cannot do it wrong. A beeswax candle, a barn owl, Buddha meditating under a willow tree, a guardian angel, the sound of a harp, umbilical cord, delusion, a final breath, nose hairs, a herd of bison, heart transplant, bowing before an elephant, a crying monk, a cartoon, the smell of a library book, grandmother's earrings, turning the lights off, the smell of your childhood rain jacket, a purple puddle, your favorite Christmas ornament, a pink wad of bubble gum, popping the bubble, airplane seatbelt, wooden rocking chair, peace sign, peace sign. We now enter into the final stage, final layer of yoga nidra, visualizing, feeling, thinking of yourself in a room. You are in a room filled with filing cabinets. Look around this room. See the filing cabinets of various colors, shapes, and sizes. Files filled with answers. Walk around this room. Maybe you touch and glide your fingers on certain filing cabinets, some wood, glass, steel, maybe even made of rose petals. Walk around the room and explore. And I want you to select one filing cabinet. How big is it? How tall? How wide? Notice its depth. Notice the drawers, the handles, the colors, the textures. Maybe there's carvings throughout. Walk over to this filing cabinet, observe it, maybe graze your fingertips all over it. Choose a drawer and open it in your own way. Open it to receive an answer that your soul is seeking. Pull out one of the files. Open it. And look at the pages inside, taking in whatever answers are presenting themselves to you now. Once you have received your answers, put the file back, close the drawer. Now step out of the filing room, exit through another door, close it behind you. You are entering now a room with no filing cabinets. Instead, this is an empty room, no windows, no furniture, simply one flickering candle in the middle of the room. The candle is green, with its orange neon flicker of the flame. Look at the flame. Watch it dance, pausing here to be in this room where there are no answers, no questions. What else do you notice about this room? No answers, no questions. Liberating the mind, liberating the body, liberating the soul, liberating the spirit. This flickering flame, almost hypnotizing, mesmerizing you into a state of pure liberation. And if you find the mind wandering, bring it back to the space of no questions, no answers. Breath. Dropping in, breath flowing out. Breath dropping in, breath flowing out, observing these undulations of breath as you come back to your physical body, feeling the oceanic waves within, taking a few more deep belly breaths to reacquaint yourself with this moment. Feeling your body supported by the surface below you and remembering your Sankalpa. Planting your sacred vow, this remedy for a limiting belief. Silently, slowly repeating it to yourself 3 times to plant, to water, to really nurture the seed. Continue to deepen and lengthen the breath If you're called, you can introduce some gentle, intuitive, flowy movements into the body. Send yourself some gratitude for taking this time and allowing your practice to access you, to find you. Any movements, stretches, you can stay on back or roll to your side or your belly or arise to a seat. Pause. Feel. Be. With hands at heart center, may the love behind the veil always shine through. I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweetest friend.